Fred Film Radio Interview.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the inaugural edition of the Pingyao Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon International Film Festival. And I'm very pleased to be joined by director Lai Kuo An, director of A Fish Out of Water, which is being screened at the festival. So thank you very much for joining us. Just very simply, would you like to tell us a little bit about the story of the film?
So it's a film about a kid who is looking for his past life mother to show us how chaos and unfunction his current family is.
Can this past life be seen as an alternative parallel universe?
那其实这个前世今生的这个定义在东方。
So in Eastern and Western there is a difference. In Eastern we believe life is linear. It's a long time frame. So we believe that if you have a memory of your past life, it probably is before when you were born. So he also did some research all over the world. There's actually a lot of kid, some kid who have some special memories about a location that never been told. So a location, specific people, they know something that people won't, the science couldn't explain at this moment. So in Eastern, we have a belief that this is something we live already before we were born. And so the parallel life is probably another way of thinking.
And what about, and why did you decide to examine that through a family story?
It actually is the opposite. He wanted to use his past prison life experience to show a prison family issue.
因为我们在过去，就是我们现在在现在的这种社会环境，不管是经济，然后家庭，然后in current life,
financial pressure, pressure between in a family and your parents, your loved ones. It's actually a lot of pressure, which make you forget the love between the couple, between the love for your kid, like the first time when you saw your kid, the joy, you forget that with all the social issues like money, housing, everything. And so he want to use this past tense to recall that, oh, maybe there's something that we don't remember anymore. While we were a child, we were happy, like, but now we don't. It's a memory. We can use a memory frame, like a post-production memory frame, to show that it's a memory. But he don't want it to be just a memory. He wanted to be something new, something fresh, something that could recall you for your own options.
Something maybe that isn't material and maybe is represented by the body of the older character who becomes paralyzed.
其实，当他回到他以为自己。
So he's saying that there's a scene with all the like old people around, like that the child saw, and it actually want to say that this kid, even if he find that past life memory to be true, even if he found the place, found the people, he would learn and realize whatever he remembers is not whatever it is now. Maybe those are his childhood best friend, and they become old man, and it definitely won't be the same. And from that, he wants to say, all our memories, we can't go back anymore, and then we don't even know if it's true anymore sometimes.
Okay, thank you very much. It was a great pleasure meeting you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.